Presentation Skills for Design Students, episode 26. Hello and welcome to Presentation Skills for Design Students, the podcast dedicated to helping design students everywhere become confident, creative communicators. My name's Christina Canters, and I'm here to help you speak with confidence, create compelling presentations, and communicate your ideas like the amazing Spider-Man. So get ready to take your next presentation to a whole new level. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I haven't actually seen the new Spider-Man movie. Don't know if it's any good. I only just watched Iron Man 3, so I'm a little bit behind the eight ball when it comes to superhero movies. Maybe I'll put that on my to-do list for this weekend. Anyway, this episode is all about how to add creativity to your communication. Now, this could either be in a presentation that you're delivering, or it could be when you're networking or when you're sending in job applications, or even just connecting with someone who you may have never met before. How do you add creativity in order to be memorable and to stand out? But before we get into that, I just want to give a big, big thank you to everyone who's been sharing my videos. You are absolutely amazing. You know how last week I interviewed Pat Flynn on the show? If you don't already know this, I created a video for him, and it was a video of me rapping for him, and he thought that video was awesome, and he actually shared it. Well, he gave me a shout out on his podcast, Ask Pat, which is at askpat.com. So thank you so much, Pat, for sharing that. And also Cliff Ravenscraft from podcastanswerman.com. He basically went and shared my video on every single social media platform out there and gave me a shout out on his own podcast. So thank you so much, Cliff. I really appreciate the share. Okay, let's get into this week's topic, which is all about how do you add creativity to communication and why should you be doing it? Let's go. Now, I've realized this week that I've been doing a lot of interviews lately, and this is because I've met so many great people while I've been here in New York, both online and in person, and I've just been super excited to share their stories and tips with you. But I've also learnt a lot myself during my time here, and this is why it's been so fun. I've just been constantly learning and discovering new things. And today I want to share with you something that's become really apparent to me as to how important this actually is, and it's getting creative with your communication. And when I talk about creative communication, I mean this in the sense that you're doing something differently in the way that you either present to a group or to one person, or even just getting the attention of someone you don't know, or just meeting people for the first time. And I want to share this with you because it's something that I've been practicing myself, and I've been receiving quite a positive response from it, and it's actually working. So it's become very clear to me that this is something that more people should be doing. There's a few reasons why I don't think more people are creative with their communication. Either they haven't even considered it, they don't even think that it's something that you can do, or they think it's just too much work. They may also not know how to use their creativity for communication. You know, I know a lot of design students out there, you are very talented at what you do, you are very creative, but when it actually comes to your communication, you may not actually be aware that you can use your creativity in order to give a great presentation. So firstly, why should you be creative with your communication? Firstly, you will stick in people's minds. Now, this is great for networking, great for job interviews, or even getting your foot in the door to get a job interview. Think about the number of people that you meet at networking events, or the number of resumes that design firms get sent every single day. Now, if you can be creative with the way you present yourself to people, and if you can really stand out, people will remember you. Another reason why you should be creative with your communication: when you're giving a presentation and you do something that's a bit different, a bit creative, people will pay more attention. they'll sit up, they'll take notice, and they'll be much more likely to remember what you say. And lastly, this is something that's actually really cool that I've learned. If you are creative in the way that you make initial contact with someone and you are successful in that contact, they will actually be far more interested in meeting you than if you were to have just contacted them in a standard boring way. So there's an opportunity there to make a really good impression on them. You're not just some other person that they have to meet. You've actually created that experience for them and they will be excited to meet you. They will want to meet you. This happened with Pat Flynn, actually. Before we started the interview, I asked him what his response was to the video, and he said he wasn't even going to be doing any interviews for another few months. But when he saw my video, he thought, you know what? I have to do this. I really want to. And when he came to the interview, he was already excited, really wanted to do it. So that's the difference that a bit of creative communication can make. Okay, so how can you add more creativity to the way you communicate? Firstly, you need to know who your audience is. Who are you targeting? Who is listening to you? Who are you trying to get noticed by? So you need to ask some questions about your audience. So firstly, who is your audience? If you're at university, maybe it's your tutor, your peers. If you're at work, you know, it's your client or a consultant or even just your colleagues. I gave presentations at the architecture firm that I used to work for. And when presenting to my colleagues, these people weren't just architects. They were interior designers. They were graphics people. They were administration people. So there was quite a diverse demographic there. So that changed the way that I presented my work rather than if I was just presenting to a group of architects. I had to make it engaging for everyone. So you really need to know who it is that you're targeting. And then the second question you should ask is, what do they like? What would they respond well to? Something funny? Something quirky? Maybe images, text, a drawing, an object? Are they a physical person? Do they respond well to audio? That sort of thing. Think about what really gets them. What are they interested in? And then the last thing you can ask is, what sort of presentations or form of communication are they used to? Usually this would just be emails in the form of communication. And then in terms of a presentation, most of the time people are used to just really boring presentations. They're actually not expecting that much. So here's the good news. It doesn't have to be overly complicated. You don't actually have to do that much. It can just be really simple and you will still be able to make a difference, believe me. Now, once you've got these questions answered about your audience, I'd like you to ask yourself this one question. What are you good at? Now, this is critical if you want to be coming up with creative ideas and if you actually want to follow them through. Everyone is good at different things. Now, if you can figure out what it is that you're good at, then that's going to help you to figure out ways that you can showcase these different talents or use these different talents that you have in order to create a really cool, fun message. And once you've got this figured out, you'll find that you probably don't have to do much thinking about the actual message, about how what you're going to do with this actual message. I mean, because after a while, it will just come to you. Steve Jobs once said, "Creativity is just connecting things. When you ask creative people how they did something, they feel a little guilty because they didn't really do it. They just saw something. It seemed obvious to them after a while." For example, if you take the Pat Flynn video that I made, I'm good at writing poems. Well, I don't really write poems, but I can rhyme. So I'm good at doing that. And I know that Pat likes quirky music and beatboxing. So writing a rap just seemed like the obvious solution. And it wasn't overly difficult to carry out because I just connected what my skills were with what he likes. So know your audience, know what your strengths are, and then connect those two together in order to generate an idea. Okay, if you're still feeling a little bit unsure and you want some ideas, I've got some right here for you. Okay, so for your presentations, you can add video or audio. Just remember to keep it short. Something cool that you can do is, say if you're talking about a certain place, like the site of your project or whatever, or maybe a place that you visited in order to do research for your project, maybe just record some audio to capture the atmosphere of that place and then play it for 30 seconds at the start. That's kind of cool. And of course, people always respond well to video. And this could be a little clip of a film or something that relates to your project, or it could be a video that you've made. Just make sure that you keep it nice and short and relevant to what you're presenting. Another thing you can do, bring a prop. So maybe this is an object that inspired you or something related to your project that has a story attached to it. If you're doing architecture or interiors, maybe you can bring in a material sample and ask the audience some questions. Who knows what this is? Did you know that? Blah, blah, blah. Just adds a little point of difference. Or you could take it a little bit further and do something similar to what Peter Billingham did. I interviewed him in episode 4 and we were talking about surprisology and adding surprises to your presentation. And he told me a story of how he was talking about fear once and he brought a Hessian sack with a hose in it to the presentation and people assumed there was a snake in there. So that was, you know, playing on the whole theme of fear. That was a pretty cool idea, I thought. Another way that I like to get creative is to get to the venue early and hide stuff under the seats and then attach notes to them, which I then use in the presentation. Chocolate's really good. I get chocolate bars and then I wrap them up in post-it notes and then I stick them under the seats and then I show a slide that says hidden somewhere in this theater are three golden tickets, which gets everyone going, ooh, what's that? And then I get everyone to look under their seats and then I ask the people who find the chocolates to read out the note that's attached to them. And then I use that in the presentation. So, I mean, look, that's just a really, really simple thing you can do. It's really not that hard. So, yes, hiding stuff under the seats, always good. Here's another way. If you like social media, or if your audience likes social media, why don't you get them to participate and engage through social media while you're actually presenting to them? And this is also really cool because you're actually flipping what most presenters would say on their head. You know how everyone is usually like, put your phones away, don't look at your phones, you know, it's really rude. You can actually say to them, everyone, get your phones out, we're all going to Instagram, or we're all going to tweet. And people will be like, what? Okay. And it's just doing something that's completely different to what they're used to. How many presenters are going to tell you, everyone, get your phones out? Unless you're at a social media conference, of course. Oh, I only just thought of this one, actually. You could turn your presentation into a game. Have you seen that movie, The Internship? It's with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, and they're doing an internship at Google. And at one point, they're answering questions from one of the leaders, and they had to hold up these green or red paddles to answer yes or no. You could do something similar to that. You could have a series of questions throughout your presentation and then give people signs that say yes or no, or thumbs up, thumbs down, or red and green or whatever, and get them to hold them up. And that's a really cool way of making sure that people engage with you. And it also makes them easier to respond and participate as opposed to having to verbally respond, which they might be a bit shy about. And the last little suggestion I have for you today to get creative when you're delivering a presentation is to get a friend to help you. Another movie reference, you know, in Love Actually. I love that movie. At the start, there's a wedding scene with Keira Knightley, and right at the end of the ceremony, a few members of the audience stand up and they start playing musical instruments, and it's just amazing. Maybe you can use that to inspire you and get a friend who's going to be in the audience to, you can pre-plan some sort of exchange or get them to do something, but whatever it is, just something that's a little bit different that's going to surprise the rest of the audience. Okay, so those are some things you can do when you're delivering a presentation. Now, if you're networking or going for job interviews or something like that, here are a few little things you can do. Make a creative business card. I put my photo on my business cards and I've had so many people say to them that they really, really like them. And I know that I always remember people much better when their photos are on their business cards. So even something simple like that, that's a way you can be creative with your communication. If you're going for a job, consider creating a video resume. My friend did one and it was really cool and it was just simple, but it really showed her personality and just added a whole new dimension to what would be an otherwise sort of standard paper resume. So consider doing that. You could also send someone something fun in the mail, like a handwritten or an illustrated note. I heard about one guy who sent a shoe to a potential employer and had a note in the shoe that said, "Now that I've got one foot in the door, how about letting me in for an interview," or something like that. It's corny, but hey, apparently it worked. And a final tip for networking events is to wear something that's different and unusual. Now, this is great for networking events, not so much job interviews. You want to be a bit conservative for job interviews. But one example is when I went to the social media marketing conference earlier this year, my friend and I dressed up in superheroes outfits to the first networking party of that conference. And I think we were, you know, two of the more memorable people there, I'm pretty sure. A lot of people wanted photos with us. So if you have the balls to do it, and if you can rope a friend into doing it with you as well, just give it a go. Don't be afraid to stand out. You will be remembered. So there you have it. Why you should consider getting creative about the way you communicate and present, and just some little ideas to get you started. Okay, your challenge this week. Now, last week it was to communicate a message by doing something completely different apart from email. Now, this week your challenge is write down everything that you're good at or what your strengths are. So, for example, for me, this would be writing, dancing, handstands, origami, cooking, dressing up in costume, and Photoshop. Let's just throw in one technical skill. So, taking your strengths, think about your audience and then see if you can connect those strengths with something that your audience would like and respond well to. So, for example, could I make a note out of origami? Could I film myself doing the robot dance in a place that's relevant to my audience? Can I wear a particular costume to my next presentation? So use what you're good at. And once you start to generate ideas, you will find it gets easier to come up with more. So give it a go. Now, I'd love to hear of some ways that you have been creative. Or maybe you've actually been thinking about doing something, but you just haven't quite implemented yet. If that's the case, I'd love to start a conversation with you and see if I can help you generate some more ideas, because that is what I really like to do. Just go to designdrawspeak.com/026 and leave a comment there. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast this week. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Keep on being awesome, and I will see you next week. This has been Presentation Skills for Design Students, helping you become a confident, creative communicator.